Shalom, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Today's daf, Brachas daf Chof Beis, 22a, our topic is Tevilas Ezra, the special legislation that Ezra made, that a man who had an emission should have to go to mikvah before he davens or learns Torah. Now, according to Torah law, an emission will indeed produce a tumah, and the person who is tameh is going to have to go to mikvah if he wants to eat teruma, for example, if he wants to go into the Beis HaMikdash complex in certain areas. But according to Torah law, there's no such restriction that a person who had an emission would not be allowed to daven, recite Shema, or study Torah. We find on the Mishnah, Chaf Amud Beis, 20b, pagination, page 40, the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, that the Mishnah was stated based on the requirement of Tevilas Ezra, that Balkeri Mahara Belibo Ve'ina Mevorech Lo Lefaneh Ve'lo La'achareha, a person who had an emission called a Balkeri, would think Shema, but he would not recite the actual Shema, and he would not make the brachas before or after. And likewise, regarding other mitzvahs, the bracha of Birchas Hamazon is mentioned in this Mishnah by way of restriction. As a matter of practice, we do not observe Tevilas Ezra as part of halacha. There are people who voluntarily, it's considered a chumrah. We have an interesting loophole that if a person places tisha kabin, nine portions, whatever this amount the kav is, of water over him, so then it accomplishes the same thing. It's considered a loophole that you don't actually have to immerse yourself in mikvah in order to remove this tumah or whatever it is, this requirement, to fulfill the requirement. We have to always be careful that it's not the tumah that's going off. The tumah would have to get regular mikvah. But the concept of tesha kabin, that a certain amount of water poured over the person's head, would do the trick over here to remove the requirement, to fulfill the requirement of Tevilas Ezra. Now, before we do today's Gemara, just one insight, although there are many. Why did Ezra make this takana that a man who had an emission should have to go through some process to restore him to the level of davening and learning? So one insight is that typically such an emission is associated with frivolous, lighthearted behavior, whether it's done in a legitimate fashion, meaning the man was with his wife, or an improper fashion, that he was thinking of improper things, dreaming, and such an emission occurred. It's necessary for some sort of demarcation to happen to restore him to the proper way of thinking in order to daven and to learn. We find, for example, even though we don't observe Tevilas Ezra, but it is brought that if a man can't settle himself in proper thoughts, then he can't daven, and he has to make that effort. So here also, it was required to do this process in the time when Tevilas Ezra was practiced. Our Gemara, Brachas Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, 22a, pagination page 43, we're towards the bottom of the page, probably about 15 lines from the bottom. There's a two dots towards the middle of the line. The first word on the line is ki. And towards the middle of the line, you'll see a two dots, Tanu Rabbanon, the rabbis learned. Balkeri, this person who had the emission, shenosnu alav tishaka ben mayim tahar. If they poured upon him 9 kav of mayim, of water, he's tahar. For these purposes, may not work for teruma and for kodshim, but for these purposes, it works. Water over his head, and he doesn't have to immerse in a mikvah. This was phenomenal opportunity. It solved the issue quite well. There are paiskim, in fact, Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva on it, Dayan Weiss, where he says that perhaps today's shower might work as far as Tisha Kabin go to fulfill the requirement called Tevilas Ezra. In any case, pouring this limited amount of water over one's head was certainly easier than going to mikvah. Nochumish Gamzu, Lochshal Rabbi Akiva. Nochumish Gamzu whispered it privately in confidence. He told Rabbi Akiva that there is this solution. For Rabbi Akiva, Lochshal Venazai. And Rabbi Akiva likewise whispered it in confidence to Ben Azai. Uben Azai yotza vishono litalmidov bashuk. And Ben Azai went out and he taught it to the students in the marketplace. In other words, he made it public. Pligi batrei amoroi. There was an argument between two Talmudic scholars, b'ma'arava in the West, meaning in Eretz Israel. Rabbi Yossi bar Oven, Rabbi Yossi bar Zevido. These two Talmidei Chachamim argued, presumably the Gemara doesn't know which one said which shita, so it words it in such an ambiguous way. Chad Tani, one of these Talmidei Chachamim said that what Ben Azai did was shana, he taught it to the students, that there's this leniency, you could pour water over your head and it works for this purpose. Vechad Tani Lachasha, and one of these Talmudic scholars said no, that when Ben Azai said it, he was still saying it in confidence. He said it quietly to the students, but he didn't want to make it public. It's a ruling, but it's not the ruling that we consider mainstream as far as this Gemara says. And the Gemara explains. Manditani Shana, the opinion that says that Ben Azai taught it to the students, Mishum Bitul Torah, because if they don't have this leniency, it's prone to have people waiting around to get to mikvah, and there's less Torah being learnt because of this great takana and this great high level. But the result was that people didn't learn Torah right away because they had to go. They're busy trying to immerse. And now that you have the leniency of Tisha Kabin, it makes it easier. And also, Mishum Bitul Piriyah V'Rivyah, because the people weren't with their wives. Because there's a downside. Where am I going to find my mikvah? So therefore, they refrained. They were very diligent students. And they refrained from being with their wives because it was inconvenient. Because they didn't have a mikvah ready. And now that they knew that pouring 9 kav water over your head does the trick, so it was easier for them. And firstly, they were with their wives more often. And they also were able to go straight back to learning afterwards. But the dissenting opinion that says that Ben Azai only whispered it to the students, he wasn't comfortable making this the official ruling. The reason is because there's a reason, one of the reasons, one of the insights in Tefilas Ezra is, we don't want the Talmidei Chachamim to be with their wives, just like the roosters are with. We find by chickens that the reproductive process, the capability, is laying eggs literally once a day. And that's the expression over here, that we don't want that the Talmidei Chacham should be with their wives every day, like this is their focus. We wanted them to have a little bit of restraint, and Tevilas Ezra was a great method to impose, so to speak, or encourage a degree of restraint. Amar Rabbi Yannai said, Shamati Shemakilimba, I've heard that there are people who are lenient in Tevilas Ezra. It apparently is not binding, and we in fact do not observe it. V'shamati shemachmirim ba, and I heard that there are people who are strict with it. V'chalamachmir ba al atzmo, and a person who is strict with himself, ma'arichin lo yomav u'shnosav, he should have a long life, It's a blessed thing to do, but it's not binding. One of the side effects which was considered beneficial, if you'll drop down two lines, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Geder Godol Godruba, there was a great fence made as a result of this takana to call Tevilas Ezra, the Tanya, because we learned Maisa Be'echa, the beginning of the line, Shetova Isha Ludvar Aveira, there was a man who proposed to a woman a relationship that was illicit, that was an Aveira, it would be forbidden for him to be with her. Perhaps she was literally forbidden, perhaps it simply was panuya penuya, but whatever it is, it was improper, it was a one-night stand type of thing. Omra lo, and she said to him, Reka, you empty one. Yesh lecho arboim sa, do you have a mikveh available? Shata tova bohen, that you're going to go to mikveh afterwards. How are you going to make it back to the Beis Medrash if you're with me? Miyad Piresh, and immediately the person calmed down, and he separated, and he withdrew. The Gemara mentions this. It's a phenomenal insight generally. Whenever a person considers a chet, and the Gemara acknowledges that people, human beings, do consider chatoim, but the insight here is a person should always think, if I were to do this chet, besides the chet being a bad thing to do, but how am I going to restore myself? Will I lose my previous status if I do this chet? And that's a tremendous insight which this woman shared with the man. She said, if you do this, it's not going to be easy for you to restore yourself. And as a result, he realized the ramifications and he was able to withdraw. Yeshe koach for joining. Have a wonderful day.